Jim Henson is probably best known for his most beloved character.
Greetings, Kermit the Frog here.
Kermit was his invention long before the rest of the Muppets came on stage. But the story of Kermit and Jim Henson starts back in 1954, when Jim Henson was still in high school. He got a job at WTOP-TV, where he made puppets for a children's program called The Junior Morning Show. When still a freshman in college, Jim Henson was asked to create a 5-minute puppet show for WCR-TV. It was on Sam and Friends that Kermit the Frog made his debut, and several other Muppet characters, too. While working on Sam and Friends, Jim met Jane Nebel, who assisted him in creating the puppets. The two fell in love and were married in 1959 and had 5 children together. Jim Henson was a featured guest on many TV shows, including The Ed Sullivan Show, where he was on with the Rolling Stones, and where he was misintroduced as Jim Newsom and his puppets.
Now here for all of the youngsters of the country and Canada are the Rolling Stones.
Even though he had lots of success with Sam and Friends, Jim wasn't convinced that puppetry was for him. He went on a wanderlust to Europe, and there he was inspired by the puppet theater he saw. He recognized that puppetry had the potential to entertain everybody, not just children. It was during this time that he met Frank Oz, the voice behind Yoda and Miss Piggy and Grover. Frank and Jim were dear friends for the rest of Jim Henson's life. In 1969, the Children's Television Workshop sought out Jim Henson for a new production they were creating to help children who didn't have access to preschool learn basic skills through public television.
Sunny day, sleeping up.
Sesame Street was born, and the rest could be history, but Sesame Street endures to this day, with many of the characters created, literally crafted, by the hands and heart of Jim Henson. He played Kermit, Ernie, Rolf the Dog, Guy Smiley, Dr. Teeth, and many, many other characters. But Jim Henson still wanted to entertain everybody, not just kids. His lifelong dream of a TV show made with puppets but geared towards an all-ages audience came to fruition in the first ever season of Saturday Night Live.
Live from New York, it's Saturday Night!
Frank Oz and Jim Henson created 11 Land of Gortch sketches that aired in 1975 and 1976.
Come with us now, from the bubbling tar pits to the sulfurous wasteland, from the rotting forest to the stagnant mudflats, to the land of Gortch.
Sadly, Gortch didn't stick on Saturday Night Live, but Henson was already on to his next project, The Muppet Show. On the program, Jim Henson performed as many characters, Kermit, of course, but the Swedish Chef, Waldorf, Log Hogthrop, many others. 3 years later, the Muppets appeared in their first full-length film, The Muppet Movie. It was an instant hit and remains one of the favorite kid movies of all time. And as if there wasn't enough happening in his life, Jim Henson started working on other projects. A friend of his named George Lucas hired him to create a character we all know and love from The Empire Strikes Back, the Jedi Master Yoda.
Size matters not. Look at me. Judge me by my size, do you? And where you should not. For my ally is the Force. And a powerful ally it is.
Frank Oz did Yoda's voice, and Yoda became the most popular character in the Star Wars franchise. Jim and Frank wrote and produced The Dark Crystal in 1982, and then The Muppets Take Manhattan. And in 1986, the studio had a flop. But it later became a cult classic, starring David Bowie. The movie The Labyrinth is a dark fantasy, written and directed by Henson, that features Bowie's music as well.
You remind me of the babe.
Hot babe.
babe with the power.
What power?
Power of voodoo.
Voodoo?
You do.
The what?
Remind me, it's the babe.
Jim Henson went on to work with dozens of projects for television and film, while also negotiating with the Walt Disney Company, who wanted to buy out his production company for $150 million. He was working continuously. His children learned that if they wanted to be close to their dad, they had to be puppeteers too, so all five of them worked for his company from the time they were small children. In 1990, this non-stop lifestyle caught up with him. The 53-year-old Henson was suffering from a terrible cough, but he refused to slow down enough to go to the doctor. He ended up dying from untreated strep throat. Born on September 24, 1936, this year Jim Henson would have been 80 years old.
Why are there so many songs about rainbows? And what's on the other side? Rainbows are visions, but only illusions. And rainbows have nothing to hide. So we've been told, and I know they're wrong, wait and see. Someday we'll find it, the rainbow connection, the lovers, the dreamers, and me. Who said that every wish would be heard and answered? When wished on the morning star, somebody thought of that, and someone believed it. Look what it's done so far. What's so amazing that keeps us stargazing? And what do we think we might see? Someday we'll find it, the rainbow connection, the lovers, the dreamers, and me. All of us under its spell, we know that it's probably magic. Have you been half asleep, and have you heard voices? I've heard them calling my name. Is this the sweet sound that calls the young sailors? The voice might be one and the same. I've heard it too many times to ignore it. It's something that I'm supposed. Someday we'll find it, the rainbow connection, the lovers, the dreamers.